KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN's finance MEC has warned any requests for additional funding from departments will be met with a firm no unless due process is followed. Francois Rogers has been addressing industry leaders at a post-budget event hosted by Sanlam in Durban.
I've been told that any MEC of finance who's popular is not doing their job. So I shall remain unpopular and the Grinch who stole Christmas. When I told government departments people must pay for their own Christmas parties, there's no Christmas parties being funded.
Rogers tabled the 158 billion rand budget for the province in Pietermaritzburg yesterday. Health and education have received increased allocations, with the MEC saying it's to help relieve some of the funding pressures they have been under. Infrastructure has also been prioritized, with more than half of the 18.2 billion rand allocated going towards maintaining existing assets. Rogers says for other provinces, the 158 billion rand is an enormous amount of money, but he says it's small for KZN if one looks at the province's economy, unemployment rate and poverty rate.
And I have the Premier's full support in being the champion of us ensuring that every single rand that we spend goes towards our main priorities.
A Chatsworth family has been left shaken after a car ploughed into their home in the early hours of this morning. The vehicle veered off the road in the early hours of this morning before smashing into the property on Eric Pakati Street. The driver is said to have fled the scene. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jemison says they went to help at around 3:30 a.m.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find the vehicle had three occupants in it. However, only one person had sustained moderate injuries. The patient was stabilized on scene by advanced life support paramedics before being transported to a nearby hospital for the urgent care that they required.
And society requires a change of attitude to allow greater inclusion for persons with disabilities.
There was also a nursing sister amongst the stakeholders that participated, emphasizing the same thing, Yoguti, someone who's deaf, when she or he comes to the clinic, they cannot communicate naye. This gives a challenge also to us, all of us. We need to change our mindset to make sure that persons with disabilities are able to get the necessary support and access our services throughout the country.
And that's Social Development Sophie Molefe, who presented key findings in Durban from a report on a draft policy for the social development services to persons with disabilities. The report has recommendations based on input from public hearings held in KZN and part of the process required before the draft policy is presented to Cabinet. It aims to introduce measures to enhance the inclusion of persons with disabilities. And the report found several themes across all provinces, including mainstreaming, accessibility, education and skills development, employment and support services. Well, there's light rain in most of KZN this afternoon. Durban, a high of 25, Pietermaritzburg 21, Richards Bay 26. The top story, KZN's finance MEC has warned any requests for additional funding from departments will be met with a firm no unless a due process is followed. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.